Okay, on my way to a meeting, just let me do a quick one. Okay, so recently the World Bank has just removed the embargo on supporting nuclear programs globally. In the first place, I wondered why they placed the embargo on such a very beautiful source of energy for the world. But however it is, now the embargo has been removed. What do you think will be the effect, especially on Africa? Well, for me, I think I will take a cue from what is going on for especially renewables and other low carbon energy sources. I think it's a very special time in the history of nuclear technology development, and for Africa especially, this could signal a very great turning point. And it's a time for those who are still on the fence to jump in and begin to adopt this very special kind of energy source for Africa. And for those who think it's all negativities, this is another sign that yes, it's a very good source of energy to power mankind, and especially the cradle of mankind, Africa. So, welcome to the future. Welcome to the new paradigm. I would want to say a kind of renaissance for nuclear technology development in Africa. Well, if I would want to add once again to this new announcement, or this new dawn, I would like to say, of nuclear technology, it would be that those who jump in at this time from many fronts, there are many places where you stand to benefit, either offering services or technology development or technology deployment, or in any form or shape where you can participate in this market. I would want to say the time for the bull run is here. So if you have been on the ship during the bearish run, and you've been building and you've been stacking, this is the time to benefit. So jump in and let's see how we can build this new dawn to the best kind of abilities or technology that we desire for Africa in terms of nuclear technology. So welcome to the new dawn. Welcome to the new time for nuclear technology development in Africa. See you in the next one. Bye.